Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 4, wrapping up, almost wrapping up the book. Wrapping up this series and section that we've titled Others Before Self. And it's been starting here in chapter 4 and verse 10 and going down through verse 20. We're going to cover the last two verses of that, verses 19 through 20 today, where Paul begins to wrap up this book. He says, "And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen."
Yeah, so he had talked about, and we didn't really touch on this very much yesterday, but verse 18 about how that we worship through giving. And he describes it as a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. Three things: a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, and something that's well-pleasing to God. And we could look at a bunch of verses in the Old Testament that, you know, would go through and talk about
that.
But Paul wanted them to recognize that they needed to continue and improve making their lives Christ-centered, not self-centered. See, and so that's the idea that we're getting into here in verse 19, is that the reason it's hard for me to give in worship is because I'm self-focused, and what if I would rather have, and I need. But notice what he says in verse 19, "My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." So the Philippians can depend on God. He will supply all your needs. Physical need would be included in that, mm-hmm. because the context would show that. But notice where I said physical need, not wants. But also, I think spiritual needs would be included, because he uses, "My God will supply every need." Just give. Be selfless, be Christ-centered, be God-centered, not self-centered, and God's going to take care of you, is what he's saying.
Yeah. God is taking care of Paul through them, and he says, I have no doubt that the Lord is going to take care of them as well. Part of that is just stepping out into faith and recognizing that we have a brother that needs our support. And so we're going to make sure he's taken care of, and then, you know, the Lord will make sure that he takes care of us.
And notice the three prepositions that he uses here. According to his riches, yep. God's limitless resources, in glory, maybe this would reflect back to that day of Christ concept.
Yeah.
And in Christ Jesus, the sphere in which all that supplying takes place, is when we're in that relationship with Jesus.
It's one of those that, the Lord is all-powerful, and he's going to take care of us whenever we, you know, are doing his work. If we're genuine in what we're doing, and we're working for him and accomplishing his will, then the Lord is going to make sure that that is not in vain. Whether in this life or the next, he's going to make sure that that is seen. And so Paul says, if this book so far has been, you know, all about putting others before self and having humility, putting others above ourselves, well, a great way to do that and a huge way to do that is through giving of ourselves, in whatever means that takes, giving of ourselves to other people. It's hard for me to put myself above you if I'm busy trying to serve you and take care of everything that you need. And so Paul says, you know, I can do without it, but here's a great way for you to apply this message and continue to work on this some of these principles that he's been emphasizing throughout the whole book.
Yeah, and that giving of themselves, the Church of Macedonia, verse 5 of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, they gave themselves first to God. That's the way you have to do that. And he rewards us. He's going to supply us with all of our needs, not our wants, but our needs. But the very thought of that is what leads to verse 20, where he kind of breaks out in a little mini doxology, a little verse of praise. When he thinks about how that God's going to supply every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, he can't help but say, to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. So to our God belongs glory. He is the one with all power. He's God and I'm not. Our Father, he chooses to be in that relationship status with us.
Yep.
He deserves glory, deserves all the glory because he's the one doing all this. And how long does he deserve it? Or how much of it does he deserve? Forever and ever. Amen.
You know, this is just like Paul, to be glorifying God. this is not at all isolated.
Like Galatians 1 and verse 5. And,
yeah.
Like Romans Ephesians 11 chapter and verse 1. 6. Ephesians chapter 1.
This is not at all a one-time occurrence in Paul's stopping in the middle of what he's saying to
praise God.
And
sometimes people say, well, I just don't feel like going to worship. And every time you read Paul, he's constantly breaking out in worship. Why? Because he's focusing on who God is and what he's doing for us.
And whenever we see, you know, we dedicate ourselves to him, and then he says, here's why you do that, is because here's what he's going to do for you, then he can't help but be grateful for that. And so let's praise him for what he's doing with us and through us. And so that's kind of where Paul's coming from there. But it is an idea of worship, and Paul stops to worship the Lord because, you know, of how that great system is set into place. And so he wants the Lord to get the glory, not himself, but he said to the glory goes to God forever and ever. So we'll praise him for what he's done with us and through us.
Mm-hmm.
We will wrap up the book. Next session, we'll talk about some of the final greetings that he gives as he wraps up this book of Philippians. And so we'll continue that study tomorrow. But we will we'll wrap that up, and then we'll begin seeing what we want to do next as we continue these studies on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.